I'm going to say a few words about the poem I just read, Matter. Nothing particularly original about the concept or theme here. This is a speaker dealing with passing and evanescence and a world where it looks like it's raining and thoughts turn to passing and change. And if I'm trying to do something with the poem, it's to bring the linguistic world into it a bit. Similarly, you know, in our world of elements and matter, we think of as permanent, although they're constantly undergoing change, but they have a sort of permanence where our words do not. But it's interesting sometimes how some of the laws of the natural world and laws that govern how we speak and what we say intermingle. I say there is a weathering that goes on in words, at least that I can grasp myself and has been grasped for centuries, probably as long as language has been around, in, you know, words that get overused become less meaningful, or their senses split, or they change. The poem is really a race from one starting point of matter in the title to the material at the end. The sense that arrives at that word at the end of the poem is a changed one, like comedians talk about having material. And where something goes from a very, very permanent or feeling like it's always going to be there sense to something that is suddenly degraded. It's just a little walk down the paths, the stones that these words provide.